Indeed, we ask you to pardon our channeler. In other words, she believes that she is not ready. She is not good to go. And we say this is hardly the case. In fact, the increase in vibration, the finality performance has indeed arrived. Now we bring this to your holy awareness because truth is truth. And as we see it, we are ready to share the truth, the wealth, yes? The whole gamut of possibilities that are in store for you, because as you stay tethered to past consequence, as you stay tethered to past outlook or fortune, you miss the holy awareness that in fact you are due to arrive and arrive fairly quickly. Indeed, you have already passed the premise that all is already new, all is already evolved, all is already new consciousness, understand? Now, you have bells and whistles to align to for sure, to adopt to understand the rite of passage. But in fact, that which is seeking you has already been understood, has already been programmed, and is due for arrival. So the pattern has been set, the opportunities galore. In other words, what you are bringing forth are old energies of despair, old outlooks, old premises, you see? They are to your delight. Now the channeler would question it as so. Does it really need to be this hard? And we say hard. It is a breeze for a master extraordinaire such as yourself. Now we bring this forth because in fact, you are looking into your own looking glass. You are looking into your own goggles and perceiving truth. This channeler that you are observing, you understand she is an aspect of your own brave soul, an aspect of your own brave self. And as you will salute your own self in your bravery, in your full capacity to embrace the tonality, the truth of self, in fact, you are due to arrive and arrive quickly. So it is understanding that those energies that have been blocked are blocked no more, understand? Imagine that there is a dam and it has been dismantled and the water is suddenly flowing through and you say, oh no, there is a flood. And we say, oh, I can't get that word. And we say, it is to be congratulated. In other words, the old consciousness is flooding forth for your perusal, for your understanding, and for your correction. In other words, there have been places where you have been leaking false entry. You have been leaking false attunements and false promises. Now, this does not serve you on any level, and you seek and spend great monies, yes, to create opportunity to bring forth the unconscious material that perhaps has been ruling the playbill all along. Now what we are here to attest is in fact the unconscious is becoming much more conscious. Now you may see this as problematic, but we see it as a triumph because doesn't it make life easier? You understand that these energies that have been blocking you, well, they're right in front of your doorway. They're right in front of your nose and they are causing mayhem. And we say, terrific, you see? Because mayhem gives you an opportunity to get settled, to get to work, to bring forth the promised land. Now we assure you, each of you, whatever is arriving, whatever is within your capacity to reach, to touch, to smell, to experience, is that not there to tumble you down. It is not there to create havoc on ending. But it is there for you to solve the riddle once and for all. In other words, where have you been clinging to the past? Where have you been denying the self? In other words, in order to come forward, in order to free the self must be heard, the self must be claimed, the self must be understood. And so you are sifting through rubble, as it were. You are sifting through old patterns, old beliefs, in securing the rite of passage to your own self. Ah, there he is, there she is. Let me give him a good handshake, a hug, a hearty welcome. Understand? So see these days not as challenges, though they may be, but as opportunities of triumph, because in fact, this is what you have been praying for, to resurrect consciousness, to bring forth the truth, and the truth shall prevail on earth. Now, in order for this truth to prevail on earth, it must be established within the heart. You must get it straight who is the master. You must get it straight who is in charge. In other words, the boogeyman that you feel, these exterior elements of consequence are of no consequence at all when you reach out and touch them. It is for you to gain the holy awareness that like equals like. In other words, there is no separation. There is no separation from the police officer that suddenly appears in front of you. There is no separation when someone is saying goodbye, they no longer wish to engage in relationship. There is no separation when someone cuts you off on the freeway. We can go on, and we are sure you have good examples to add to our holy list. But it is time to speak truth. It is time to move up from the perspective that you are in nursery school, you're in kindergarten, perhaps grammar school at most. And we say, no, you have received the upgrades with a little willingness and personal resolve. In fact, you have the ability to clear free all illusionary material. Now, we cannot stress this enough. As you import challenges, as you import opportunities of faith, in fact, you are looking at viewing material that has an illusionary perspective to it, yes? In other words, do not treat this life and attend to it as if it is solid. It is simply memory. It is simply old material appearing new. Now, you are all good foot soldiers. You are all good attendees of the light. And as you trust the light within, what you will find without blemish is an opportunity to bring forth truth. Now, we say this clearly and we say this mightily and we say this with conviction. It is to allow circumstances to arrive as they shall and to remember you are here to bring the light, to bring the love, to bring the evidence of holy innocence of self. In other words, what has been knocking on your door that perhaps you have been in avoidance perspective of, and in fact is bringing forth the bouquet of roses, the answer to your prayers. In other words, perhaps there is some karmic challenge and you dearly want to secure your next job position, or perhaps your next marriage proposal, or whatever the case may be. And as you were going through your day, you were noticing energies that present, and you say, out of here, I must focus on producing my job. And we say, first things first, you must attend to consciousness. What if the answer to your next job interview was to be found in you resolving the quarrel with your neighbor? Understand? In other words, understand what you need to bring forth the wealth is already provided. You do not need to look far. It is important, therefore, to embrace all of life. In other words, do not leave life to go to a channeling group in order to create your wealth, your heavenly desires. Your answers, your opportunities are in the life you just temporarily left, understand? So it is for you to avoid no thing, for you to embrace all moments as moments of discovery and truth. Now you need not understand where to go. You can reach out and we will be glad to lend a hand. What it simply requires is willingness. Willingness to release all of your hidden parts, all of your secrets, all of those places you would like to hide somewhere in an attic, under a mattress, behind a bookcase, anywhere where they can be left unseen. It is the call of the hour. It is the call of the day, that all that is unseen is to be made seen, to be whole. Understand? So welcome in the neighbor that you are quarreling with. Welcome in the past memories that continue to haunt you at night. Whatever it may be, and understand you are in truth looking through your crystal ball, and you are divining the perspective of your holy self. Answer the call, answer the doorbells, answer the arrivals, the memories, the chance happenings, whatever, and resign to open up to the experience, the expansiveness of love. It is the resistance that leaves you cold and in the dark. As you are willing to bring life into all material, all is transformed, all is made new. The challenge, dear ones, is to see life as in service of you, as opposed to your arch enemy. You have taken on the karmic winds of the dualistic experience of feeling that you were at war, you were at battle. There is much of a resistance energy when you adopt such a perspective. In other words, you are battling against. May we suggest a higher approach of allowing in and healing all. Understand? If all in truth is an aspect of your lower consciousness, are you at battle with your own holy self? Because if you are, understand like equals like, and you will be battling for eons of time in this illusionary concept. As you welcome all moments in with the breath of life, with love for all your brothers and sisters, with love for all of your karmic consequences needing resolution, well then, this subject can be lightened. Your load can be lightened. Levity can be applied. Insights can come forth easily, beautifully, at just the right time, in just the perfect perspective. It is to be a joyous arrival at your truth. It is to be a beautiful horizon of awakening. Breathe in the light. Allow the love to be given to all souls that are seemingly lost. You must understand you are awakening your own self. Whether you look abroad to the challenges of warring countries, or you look in your own domicile of warring neighbors, perhaps war within your own home, understand you have opportunity to heal. Welcome all factions in. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Bring forth the healing. Bring forth the arrival. Bring forth the new perspectives. Do not fight. Fight creates more warring. It is a challenge, yes, to breathe in life, to believe in life in each moment, to believe that love and truth will save the day. It is a new perspective, and it is growing. We assure you that each of you are being provided ample tools for your safe arrival. There is no one that is being left out. Certainly not an elite group of masters such as yourself. Believe in the power of love to transmute all lower energies. Take the deep holy breath. Open up to greater awarenesses. We stand by you and applaud you for your service. You are each capable in ways that you are still opening up to and understanding. Ask to be shown the truth of self. Ask to be shown your light. Ask to be shown your power. Ask to be shown the power and capability of love.
And so it is.
Oh, well, I thank everybody. I thank everybody. I just can't even express how truly grateful, and I just mean this. You know how like they always tell us to do your gratitude list? I feel like the energies of ascended awareness at this moment are doing their gratitude list and including our names on it. This is just how I feel. There's such a honoring for our path, particularly at this phase, because they understand, if anyone has not noticed, the energies are truly working at maximum capacity. And we're just working in very amplified energy. And we say this, and we say this, and we say this. And as I'm sure everybody is aware, it's getting even more intense and fun because, you know, now we can really move things very quickly. And so here's my holy point for the discussion. There really is a, it's like they have a watch post and they're watching us and guiding us and encouraging us. And here's what I want to leave, and then we'll do the questions and answers. I want to leave you with this. There is a sincere appreciation for the experience that we're in. It's almost like if you were, I'm just going to use this example really quickly because we'll all understand this. Even though I really don't like the whole boundary concept, but for argument's sake, you're an American and you have the Green Berets or the Navy SEALs, and you understand the challenge that they sign up for. You understand what they go through to complete a day's work. So it really doesn't matter your political views. Most people have this just sense of like honor and respect for those that take on such challenging tasks and have such strength and capacity to do that. Not everybody qualifies for something like that. That is like a small smidgen of how we are looked upon. That is how we are looked upon. And they're saying it's not too early to start adopting that correct perspective of self, that many of us are still missing the boat in terms of our true worth and value. And that's the ego's job, to convince us, you know, low self-esteem, for inferiority. A lot of very powerful light workers sign up for that system. But now is the time for correction. Now is the time to really blossom into that true perspective of self, to have a new sense of importance and value in you, in your power, in your capability, how you're viewed from spirit, to really start seeing yourself from like your higher self's perspective or a master's perspective, whatever words you want to use. But to really, like that whole energy of beauty for ashes, to really come on board and understand how much we're looked at as really prized possessions from heaven. So I will leave with that, because the power of that is just, gosh, you know, like we're really honored. Like that's the only word I can use to explain that energy that I'm feeling. Okay, so that being said, we are now going to do questions and answers. So we'll start with Janet and we will work our way around. Janet's going to find the unmute button.